As Asheville's Magnetic Theater prepares to open its new show, 13-year-old Corey Silver has two concerns.
Of course, my main goal is to pull it off, but my second goal is I'm definitely concerned about not offending anybody.
Silver is a middle schooler who is tested on the spectrum for autism, and he's portraying a middle schooler with autism. The character is the focal point of the play titled Special Needs.
I feel like that a lot of like Asperger syndrome and many like mental illnesses are made fun of in a lot of different media and different movies, and the people I know that do suffer from Asperger's and definitely look at like their traits and what they do, and I definitely want to make it like at least spot on.
Silver attends Asheville's Omega Middle School, but Asheville Performing Arts Academy is his training ground as both an actor and musician. He's learning to play guitar, drums, and piano by playing songs from the Beatles, Grateful Dead, and other classic rock bands. Silver auditioned for Special Needs knowing little beyond his character's autism, but he thought he could perhaps relate. Silver has been diagnosed with executive functioning deficit,
which essentially means I am not as organized as maybe other people are. As well, I have also trouble focusing as well.
Katie Jones is the show's director and now the Magnetic Theater's co-artistic director. She's been working with her young actor to overcome his concerns about potentially offending audience members.
There are some stage directions in there from the playwright herself who has a son with autism. And so some of those behaviors are coming from somebody who's experienced it. We talked a lot about essentially the logic of Pierce and how he's feeling during certain moments, and that when Pierce is nervous, that those behaviors will increase, and when he's more comfortable, that they'll decrease.
In this scene from rehearsal, Corey's character, his unseen alter ego, and his father are seated at the dining table.
You know you're different. Smarter, but also more in your head than other kids.
I don't want to talk about this.
I know, but sort of less in control of what your body does.
Come on, I control stuff.
I know, you do great. But you've got to work a little harder at school.
I do work hard at school.
Not grades, the other stuff.
Okay, I know, okay, I get it. Can we stop talking about this now?
No, we're still talking.
Jones says Silver's own condition both lends well to his portrayal of his character and at times can present small challenges.
Corey does some natural things, like he messes with his hair a lot. And Corey also sometimes a lot of just extra blinking. And those things just sort of naturally go in line with what Pierce might be like. And in one of our early rehearsals, Corey, we were doing a scene and he just walked away. And I was like, hey, what are you doing? And you were like, I'm going to go get a drink of water. So just learning things like, hey, we're rehearsing right now and then we'll have a break. And then during break, you can do all the things you need to do.
This is a busy time for the 13-year-old Silver. His band from the Asheville Performing Arts Rock Academy just performed at the Orange Peel, and the opening night for Special Needs is just days away.
I've heard a lot of scary stuff about how the acting world is very competitive, but yeah, other than music, it would be something I'd like to pursue.
Special Needs begins a three-weekend run at Asheville's Magnetic Theater September 21st. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.